And here we are once more. It's probably been 3 years since I last did a podcast. I only did one. Prior to that, I had half a dozen that I did in high school that were awful. They're probably lurking somewhere on my server. You shouldn't go look for them. But, having listened to podcasts again recently, I remembered how much I enjoy the format, and how very much I enjoy the sound of my own voice, especially when I'm sick, as I am right now. I'll have the joy of going through this and editing out all of the coughs and sneezes that accompany this, but that's just part of the fun. Looks like my cat wants to interrupt. That's a new development since last time. I have a cat now. Her name's Professor. How you doing? Oh, such a great kitty. I love my cat. Best cat in the world. But this podcast isn't about my cat. There's enough about cats on the internet. But no, in fact, this is about The Dark Knight Rises. Obligatory warning, there are spoilers ahead. I've chosen to do this in a podcast instead of a blog post because, in my experience, I am not able to complete a fully written, coherent post if I don't love the topic I'm writing about, or have a very deep passion about it. Which is not to say that I don't love movies, because I really love movies. However, when faced with mediocrity, challenges arise. And that would be the premise of where I go forward with this discussion. Before I go further, though, I should clarify a few points. I liked Batman Begins. I really liked The Dark Knight. I think Christopher Nolan's great. Loved Memento. But I didn't walk into this with high expectations. I have enough experience with movies to know that high expectations are just a recipe for disaster. And really, that doesn't apply just to movies, that's video games, books, whatever you want. High expectations just almost always result in disappointment. My frustration with The Dark Knight Rises is not one of unmet expectations. It's about missed opportunities. Now, when I say that, some people react and say, oh, but you're judging the movie by what it's not. But that's just not the case. My favorite example here is underdeveloped characters, and in particular, I'm thinking of Miranda, the billionaire philanthropist who betrays Batman in the end. Her role in the movie was clearly very important. She was a driving force behind many of the major plot sequences. She had direct relationships with Bane and Batman. Yet we see maybe 15 minutes of screen time devoted to her, and that's, you know, at best. The conversations between her and Batman were not revealing of her character. We get some unfortunately bland tidbits of her childhood, but nothing that actually gives us any meaningful vision for who this character is, what drives her, why she cares about what she cares about, and it makes the twist at the end, her betrayal, completely meaningless. It's very arbitrary, and I think the same is true of Bane. We're teased with this story throughout the whole movie of, you know, the boy who climbed out of the well. He's the only one that could, said the grimy old man who's been stuck in prison for an eternity. It just, the whole thing was very lifeless. There's nothing about the story that you can connect with or that isn't predictable. And while that's okay in and of itself, the whole point of these backstories is to create some kind of idea of the personality, the motivations of these characters, so that we can try and make predictions about what they're going to do next and what we can expect from them later in the movie. But these stories didn't really do anything for that. It's one thing to have new characters that aren't well explained, but when the characters you already know also aren't developing, that's when things really start to get concerning for me. There were a number of attempts to portray a conflict that Batman was having with himself, particularly through his conversations with Alfred, but ultimately they ended up making me dislike Batman a lot more. And not in, you know, oh, he's a bad guy, but in just, he's a whiny little bitch. Part of what makes Batman who he is these flaws. However, the flaws we see in the movie are not the same as the flaws that we know from the character Batman. These are flaws of bad writing. When the movie begins, we see Batman in his fallen state. He's weak, he's disillusioned, he's petty. And the movie actually does a very good job setting that up. But his transformation out of that is both sudden and not particularly well explained. A lot of our insight into the motivations for Batman come through his conversations with Alfred. However, these engagements are largely set up as a father-son dynamic, where Alfred is very concerned for Bruce Wayne's safety, and he just wants him to be happy and to have a family. While Bruce Wayne occupies the role of the teenager, saying, "No, she loved me, and I just want to go out and fight crime." It makes it very hard to take Batman seriously, and in my mind, that's a disaster. You have to be able to take Batman seriously, especially given the way that Christian Bale portrays him, with the "Where is he?" going on all over the place. However, there's one more thing that I think reduces the credibility of Batman in this movie, and that's the montage. There is a montage in this movie. Maybe you didn't see it, but it was there. So if you didn't catch it, it's when Batman gets tossed down into that pit. From the second he gets thrown down there, you know exactly what's going to happen. He's gonna fix his back with a rope, whatever, and he's gonna climb his way out, figure out what the kid did that no one else did. And that's exactly what happens. There's no drama or suspense there. And this is a really big problem for a Batman movie. Batman is about subtlety and fear, and you should feel in suspense. You should feel in doubt about how Batman is going to solve this problem, because he's not an all-powerful or all-knowledgeable person. Admittedly, they did give Batman flaws in this movie. They just weren't relevant to the plot. Which brings me to the last point that I'd like to discuss, which is the plot. Or specifically, Bane's evil plot to take control of the city. I really liked some of the underlying ideas, and I saw what they were trying to accomplish, but the execution had some major flaws. Bane is an evil mastermind with an evil master plot. However, the people that he's subverting are dumb as rocks. It's really, really hard to empathize with the city of Gotham when they march thousands upon thousands of officers down to the sewers. That scene was excruciating for me because I knew exactly what was coming. And this is a consistent theme for me throughout the movie. It's just that you see something happening and you know exactly what the outcome is going to be. Compare this to the Joker in The Dark Knight, where he has a very intricate plan with many steps to it, and the city is responding intelligently, but still getting outsmarted. And that's when things are really good. And this is a quality I hunt for way outside of movies. It's one thing I love in sports, is when you have two teams that are really at their best, they're top-notch, and they're only winning by these just clutch moves, these little tiny advantages that they take the opportunity on. And in my mind, The Dark Knight Rises didn't have any of that. It didn't have the suspense, it didn't have those clutch moves, it didn't have characters that I cared about, and ultimately, it creates a movie that, for me, was very mediocre and ultimately forgettable. It's not a bad movie. I'm not saying it's really crappy and that you're a bad person for liking it, but that's why I didn't like it. If you disagree, please, please tell me why. Hopefully I'll do more of these. Good night.